dully, Johnny made quite a few copies of the firing platform plan. He got out the Intergalactic Mining Company map of their one-time defenses and noted where Kerr must be digging up cable for reinstallation at the platform. The map was so old and creased that he hadn't really noticed before that all mine sites had these cables around their dams and along their lines. He saw now that this African mine site had a second underground power transmission line, and that what had been known as the Owens Falls Dam, back in man days, was protected. He called for Angus and told him to go down there and check, and if the cable was still there, to get the trees removed from above it using a blade scraper, and then if the switchboard at the dam still worked, to shift over to underground transmission and drill the sentries on turning it on and off so one could get in and out of the dam and in and out of the mine site. Johnny, trying to work his way through this new one, wandered around the compound. He saw Sir Robert had just arrived and showed him on the old map that all mine sites had these and that he should probably use them. Johnny wandered on, troubled. Teleportation. The secret of the Cyclos. With it, they had controlled universes. Without it, he didn't see how he could defend this one planet. He saw McKendrick. Yes, the wounded Cyclos were all well now, except Chirk, who just lay there. No, he hadn't figured any way to get those things out of a Cyclo's head. Disturbance at that bone structure would kill the monster. Yes, he realized that if they tried to consult Cyclos on technical matters, they would attack and kill themselves, or, if female, probably go into a coma like Chirk. What McKendrick was really worried about was the diet of the prisoners. The Cyclos in their manuals didn't consider it valuable information, being Cyclos. The prisoners themselves knew what they ate, but didn't know the names for it that applied to this planet, and if he didn't solve it, they'd shortly have no prisoners. Did Johnny know they now had 3 Jamba Chows? It was last night. Evidently, a scouting party had been sent down to investigate all the new activity that was going on at Kariba. And the Scott officer there, the moment he got word a small craft had detached itself from the Jamba Chow cruiser up in orbit, had put into action something dreamed up by the Chinese. They called it a tiger net. They put a dummy dressed like a Chinese down near a pool away from the camp, and the Jamba Chows went right in to grab the dummy, and a big net had been tripped up in the trees, and they'd been caught. Evil-looking brutes. McKendrick wanted to know whether he'd heard what they ate. No? Well, the old woman from the mountains of the moon was helping, and maybe they could work it out. Johnny wandered on. Damn, Turl! It was getting too chancy. Somewhere, somehow, he should be able to get the information on some other channel. Once before, he had thought of exploring a teleportation motor to see whether he could get some sort of answer out of it. A motor wasn't a transshipment rig, but it did work on space position change. He had a motor and console to fool with, the ones from the wrecked tank in the Battle of the Pass. It had been carted into the garage repair shop. Maybe if he just tore it apart. A thin hope, for he'd already looked at such rigs. But he got into some work clothes and went down to the repair level,